Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, my girlfriend went to dinner with some other dude on Saturday while I was out of town, and then she lied to me about it, and I don't want to know who it is.
Wow. Okay. So let's start off with your girlfriend. What is your girlfriend's name?
Kate.
Kate. Okay. So on Saturday, you were out of town.
Yeah. I went on a fishing trip this past weekend with some of my buddies from college. And so I was gone the whole weekend.
Okay. And this left Kate by herself.
Yeah. And well, actually, this is part of the story, too. You know, when Kate and I first started dating, we were together every day, all the time. And anytime I would go on a trip for something or work or whatever, she would ask if she could come with me. But a couple of weeks ago, when I told her I was going on this fishing trip, she just said, okay. It was like it didn't bother her at all.
So she used to be really clingy, but now she's kind of like, meh, fine, whatever.
Yeah. And like I said, she never, ever used to be that way.
Well, maybe she's just getting used to, like, you guys being, like, an exclusive couple. Like, I know I used to be that way with Kyle back when we first started dating. Now, if he calls me and he's like, oh, I'm working overtime, I'm just like, okay, that's fine. Bring home beer because I'm empty.
So it's kind of like that new car smell wore off a little.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's that so much as you just get used to things, basically. That's all.
Okay, so do you think that's what it is, Dan? Maybe she's just used to you leaving?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be. I'm not sure. But, I mean, here's how I found out that she went out to dinner. So Saturday afternoon, we're out on the water. It's getting probably, I don't know, it's almost getting dark. And probably around 6 or so, I get this text message from a friend of mine, and he's like, hey, dude, is this your lady? And he sends me a picture of Kate eating dinner with this other dude.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did this friend get this pic of her? Did he take it?
Yeah, he was eating at the same place.
Okay.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. So first of all, what was she wearing? Was it like jeans and a t-shirt, or was she dressed up a little? Because, I mean, I feel like that is going to tell us a lot about what kind of dinner this was.
No, she was definitely dressed up. She had a dress on. It was a short dress, like one of those sundresses.
Okay, well, where were they eating?
They're at that new place over on Lynn Haven.
Oh, I've been there. That's, yeah, I took Nicole there for a date night. That is not exactly the type of place for a casual, let's meet as friends kind of get together. Okay, so you get this message while you're out on the boat?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you had a signal. Like, so when you got it, did you call her? Did you call Kate and be like, so, how's dinner going?
Oh, I texted her, and I was like, hey, I miss you. What are you doing right now? And she wrote, nothing, just sitting on the couch watching TV.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how clear was this picture also? I mean, like, you were 100% positive it was her?
Oh, yeah. Definitely her.
Did you recognize the guy that she was with?
No. I mean, that's why I called you guys.
Okay. So you would like to know who this other guy was then?
Yeah. I want to know who he is and why she felt like she had to lie to me about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's an important part of this, too. Because even if we find out that, like, maybe she says it was just a friend, well, then why did you feel like you had to lie about it?
And why did you get all dressed up then? Like, I wish I could actually see this picture, like, what she's wearing.
Dan, if we give you Ashley's phone number when we go to commercial break, will you text her the picture while we go to break so she can kind of do her thing?
Yes. Can you send me a copy so I can do my detective work and carefully analyze what I think's going on?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So when we come back, we'll get Kate on the phone with us and we'll try to figure out who this guy was and what the whole deception was about. Give me the sneaky music because here was our plan of action. We decided it would be best to text Kate. Kate is the girlfriend, and pretend to be the guy who took her to the restaurant. So we texted Kate, since we have her number, pretending to be the dude who took her to the restaurant. This is going to get good. So Ashley, start with the conversation from the beginning that you had with Kate.
Okay, so the first thing I said was, hey, it's me, just got a new phone, so that's why the number is different. By the way, a buddy of mine asked if we liked that place I took you on Saturday. I told him I liked it, and he wanted to know if you did. And then she wrote back, loved it.
Okay, so this establishes that it was the other dude. We're trying to pretend to be him. Yes. Here's where it gets good.
Okay, so I wrote back, did you think it was romantic? And she wrote, yes. So then I wrote this. I said, my friend said, ask her if it's the type of place where if I took a girl, she would sleep with me. And she wrote back, well, it worked for you, didn't it? And then she put the little winky face with the tongue out.
Okay. And when she sent that message, it was all like in the studio, it was all kind of quiet. And then Ashley goes, oh my God. And so we're all like, what? And then she showed us.
Yeah. So whoever this guy is, it looks like she slept with him too.
And that's the bad news that we just shared off the air with Dan. So we just asked Dan if he wanted us to call her. And Dan, you said no, correct?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really see the point now.
Well, okay, here's why I think we should still do it. First of all, we still don't know who this guy is. Second, do you think you're probably going to dump her after this?
I mean, there's no probably about it.
Okay, then if you're going to dump her anyways, I say we do it on the air as like a payback. Mm-hmm. But again, it's totally up to you. We don't have to do anything.
I mean, I guess I do want to know who this guy is, and she's not going to tell me, so.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's call her up. Here we go.
Darling
at random.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kate?
It is. Can I ask who's calling?
Kate, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. So listen, we have your boyfriend Dan on the phone with us this morning, and he can hear you right now. So if you want to say hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
So here's the thing. We are sending Dan on an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bahamas for a week. The flight, hotel, all that stuff paid for. We want to send you on this trip with him. All you need to do is answer a couple of questions first, okay?
Okay. I mean, don't make them hard questions. I stink at trivia, but yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry. These are easy questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ashley, what is question number one?
What is the name of the restaurant you went out to eat at on Saturday night?
What?
You went out to eat this past Saturday. Remember, you went to a restaurant. What was the name of that restaurant?
Wait, How did you know I went there?
The name of the place was...
Oh, I think it's...
Yes. Okay, here's question number two.
What was the name of the guy that you went out to eat with?
I didn't go with a guy.
Oh, you didn't? Because I got a picture on my phone of you, and you're definitely with a guy. You want me to tell you what you're wearing? Huh? A red dress, and he's wearing a black shirt?
Oh, also, by the way, we should add this. Those texts you just had on your phone with that guy, this might be a good time to let you know that that wasn't him. That was actually us. So we know you went there with him, and we also know you slept with him. Okay? Remember the line, well, it worked for you, didn't it? Does that sound familiar to you at all? Or?
Oh, snap! So who was he? Huh? I mean, do you want to tell me? Because I got news for you, Kate. We're done. All right? This is it. So you can at least be honest enough and tell me who he was. You owe me that much at least. I mean, can you at least act like a fucking adult and not lie anymore? Please?
It was supposed to be dinner, but I just said, do you have a drunk?
I'm sure you did. So do I know this guy?
No. Remember a while ago when I told you my outlets in my kitchen weren't working and my mom had a friend whose son was an electrician?
So you threw everything we had out the window so you could screw an electrician?
It wasn't like that. He never charged me. And well, he finished everything and I just felt really bad about it. And he was like, let me take you to dinner sometime. And so I thought I could do it and get away with it. And I'd never see him again except I got really drunk and he took me home and just... It just happened. It didn't mean anything.
Well, I hope you're happy. You and your little electrician will be real happy together, at least until he has to go out of town and you screw somebody else, I guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.